Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you. Proud to be your hosts here for the next 5 minutes on The Good Stuff. And just a reminder, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan your next vacation right here in the Valentine area. If you like wide open spaces, we have them. Waterfalls, we have them. Lakes, we have them. A river for kayaking and tubing. Yep, we got that too. And great golf courses. So next summer, planning your family memories, check out visitvalentine.com to help make plans.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Let's dive into a world beyond the pasture. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Let's immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, we are Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. It's published every Saturday. You can subscribe by going to tsln.com.
All right, Just a Wonder, and I don't know the author on this. Again, if you send something to us, please include the author if you know who it is, so that we can give credit.
Yeah, a lot of times you don't, but don't let that hold you up. Nope. Send it anyway.
Just a Wonder. A row of bottles on my shelf caused me to analyze myself. One yellow pill I have to pop goes to my heart, so it won't stop. A little white one that I take goes to my hand, so they won't shake. The blue ones that I use a lot tell me that I'm happy when I'm not. The purple pill goes to my brain and tells me that I have no pain. The capsules tell me not to wheeze or cough or choke or even sneeze. The red ones, smallest of them all, go to my blood so I won't fall. The orange ones, very big and bright, prevent my leg cramps in the night. Such an array of brilliant pills, helping to cure all kinds of ills. But what I'd really like to know is what tells each one where to go. I wonder.
Yeah, I do too. I seriously wonder how they know where to go. Okay, so we're going to pick a little bit on attorneys. So just prepare yourselves, everybody.
All in fun.
Okay? It's all in fun. Somebody else wrote it. I'm just the messenger. The United Way realized that it had never received a donation from the city's most successful lawyer. So a United Way volunteer paid the lawyer a visit in his lavish office. The volunteer opened the meeting by saying, "Our research shows that even though your annual income is over $2 million, you don't give a penny to charity. Wouldn't you like to give something back to your community through the United Way?" The lawyer thinks for a minute and says, "Well, first, did your research also show you that my mom is dying after a long, painful illness, and she has huge medical bills that are far beyond her ability to pay?" Embarrassed, the United Way rep mumbles, "No, I didn't know that." "Secondly," says the attorney, "my brother, a disabled veteran, is blind and confined to a wheelchair and is unable to support his wife and six children." The stricken United Way rep begins to stammer an apology, but is cut off again. "Thirdly, did your research also show you that my sister's husband died in a dreadful car accident, leaving her penniless with a mortgage and three children, one who is disabled and another has learning disabilities requiring a huge array of private tutors?" The humiliated United Way rep, completely beaten, says, "I'm so sorry, I had no idea." And the lawyer says, "So, if I didn't give them any money, what makes you think I'd give you any?" Oh, that's an old one, but it is funny.
Julie Carter had a couple of pondering thoughts I'm going to share with you today. When an old man dies, a library is lost. Think about that.
Oh, that's said so beautifully.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Yes.
Or an old woman, either one.
Yes.
Cheese, milk's leap toward immortality.
I like it. These are good.
A few simple tips. Don't promise when you're happy. Don't reply when you're angry. And don't decide when you're sad.
These should be written in stone or something.
So they're written on this piece of paper. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Julie Carter has her own column, and she put some of these out. Some good stuff.
I love it.
There are hundreds of languages in the world, but a smile speaks them all. One more of those. People and nations are forged in the fire of adversity. Now, that one she was quoting from John Adams.
Anyway,
thanks to Julie Carter for sharing those with us so that we could pass them along and send those to you. Anything else to wrap things up today?
I was just going to say, I try really hard every day not to take myself too seriously, because nobody else does.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who it is, or if it's an original of yours and you want credit for it, by all means, put your name on there and let us know that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for The Good Stuff.